This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tweet Faith at Faith Mangope.
Tweet Bob at Mabena underscore Bob.
All I found it, Faith, it was Thabang Chilwane who says, I can't get rid of that Nogutula Poisa remix. Is an earworm, and I hate it. Nkosi Yami, I hate that song. Also, what is the name of that Luther Vandross song? My earworm is that song called Creepin' by Luther. And then our very own Mputla says, good morning, Shem. I feel so bad for him. He says, good morning, Faith and Bob. I've had the best earworm for about a month now. The live version of Randy Crawford, Imagine, a reimagine of John Lennon's song. And there's another guy who has... I'm not even going to go there, because once I mention the name, I'm going to get that earworm. The last SMS I'm going to go through, or tweet rather, before you talk to Masego Shiburi, is from Solipo, who says, Bob and Power Breakfast, Refinite Remuamuhe, Faith to Power Breakfast. We're happy. I usually hear you guys say Gary. There's, you know, we at some stage called each other Gary.
Oh.
And we'll tell you why later.
Okay.
So people refer to you as Komozo. Kanti Faith Yena. What's her other name? Yasutu.
No, I've actually got 5 names.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that later. It's 7:54.
Refreshing and stimulating talk. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
Well, definitely now we are talking. And what we're talking about this morning is we're looking at the impact of social media on the quality of elections. Now, this comes at the back of the fact that the municipal elections, which are set to take place in 2021, in fact, what they're saying is that the proposed month of it is August. The IEC has partnered with the United Nations Development Program in hosting a conference for African election management bodies to discuss the impact of social media on the integrity of elections. Now, we know and we've seen time and time again on the impact that social media has had on electioneering, even having Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook instituting certain policies around that. It is the 3-day conference. It is currently underway in the Western Cape. And we've got Masego Shiburu, who's the IEC Deputy Chief Executive Officer, to speak to us this morning about this matter. Masego, thanks for joining us this morning. A very pertinent time, especially to touch on issues around social media. Quite interesting how in the 1950s, this wasn't even part of the conversation.
Thank you, and good morning, Faith, and welcome to Power FM. Thank you for the opportunity, Faith. Yes, we're hosting a conference with 34 election management bodies from across the province, from across the continent. We're looking pertinently at 2 factors. What is it that we can do as election management bodies to harness the possibility and potential that social media presents to disseminate information accurately, speedily, and in well-packaged format to various demographics. But doing so also takes stock of the dangers that it presents as it relates to its ability to perpetuate disinformation and therefore impact on a choice of the voter. For example, impacting the voter in such a way that they cast an uninformed choice. Linked to that is also the misuse of big data analytics to sway voter choices and therefore remove the choice of governments from the voters but place it in the hands of the select interest groups.
What role when it comes to utilizing certain political campaigns, particularly on social media and the use of influencers? And the reason why I'm asking you this question, Masego, is because, you know, Facebook was speaking about how it will not include a sponsored political post by social media stars in its database, and posts by politicians that are not always fact-checked as part of obviously Facebook's free speech policy as well. So, but what we've seen time and time again, especially when it comes to South African politics, is a lot of times we've got influencers and stars, would you say, even celebrities or personalities being utilized to propagate specific political agendas as well as political campaigns. So then what are the regulations and what is the regulatory framework around that use?
As one of the specific outcomes of the conference will be to hear from big platforms on what it is that they're doing, one, to self-regulate. We'll also take stock of regulatory frameworks, including legislation that has been implemented in other jurisdictions, so that we can derive a fit-for-purpose solution for South Africa that enables free speech, but also does not facilitate disinformation, especially as it relates to elections. So in short, there is currently no regulatory framework other than the self-regulation among the big social network platforms.
Mm. And Masego, if there is no regulatory framework, I'm sure you and I can appreciate that this gives way for fake news, and fake news propagated by very same personalities. And we both know in a community where personalities, highly especially on social media, because of the nature of their following, it could possibly have the impact of driving the agenda, which is completely based on misinformation or even false information.
That's accurate. And you'd recall that in 2019, for the first time, we partnered with civil society organization to establish what we called the Real 411 to enable South Africans to fact check information that was in the public domain. For example, if there was a tweet or a campaign purportedly at the instance of a political party, people could then look at it, go online and check the address of political parties in a political website that we had as a repository to check whether that advert was sponsored by the party or paid for by the party, but also enabled voters to register complaints and would investigate those. And if they were found to be disinformation, would ask the big platforms to remove that information. And in most instances, the big platforms obliged.
I mean, we're talking here about how the elections are just around the corner. And I think that it's time for us to have practical conversations, because what we'd always appreciate, Masego, is that we have these kinds of conferences that give way to certain table talk as well as workshops, etc. Unfortunately, as you would appreciate, a lot of times with these conferences, the implementation of some of the outcomes, we start lagging behind. We lack in that. So then how do you ensure that from this conference that takes place, there's actually an implementation strategy that has been put in place and actually implement it? Because these elections are just around the corner, right? 2021 is next year. So to take in that in mind, we need to ensure that indeed we do implement.
That's correct. And to that end, we also have political parties as part of the conference, because some of the disinformation is perpetuated either by proxies representing political parties or political parties themselves. So we've also involved the information regulator, who from a regulatory perspective will also share with political parties what are the consequences for abusing personal information of voters. And we will derive a time frame out of the conference that will give us specific things that we need to implement ahead of local government elections, which will be contested sometime next year.
Masego Shibure, who is the IEC Deputy Chief Executive Officer on that matter. 8 o'clock is your time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.